dancing has begun. That has been requested.
Ah, the dancing has begun. Rob, hey, Rob?
Yes.
Do we have a big bulletin board in there so if somebody sees somebody they like, they can put a number up there?
The board is up, and yet no one has put a message yet. I will go through and make sure that the people are acting at the top of their game.
All right, and we have the Ellen Lookalike Contest next hour. Plus, we'll be playing the lesbian version of Know Your Mate.
Boy, that's great.
And at the end of the show today, a big giant makeout session.
Yeah, yeah. Just to wrap it all up before everybody goes home to watch the big show on TV tonight.
All right, Robert. Keep the party going.
Absolutely.
And when we get back there, we'll start the four-girl show.
Right.
I just saw Tabby going down the hallway down, I believe, with some party favors.
Oh, you mean those big plastic things?
Yes, I believe so.
Rob, let's stay with Rob until Tammy gets there with the big plastic things.
All right, here come the party favors down the hall right now.
Let's see if anybody likes those party favors besides the dominatrix.
Sure.
Hey, Tammy, could you distribute some of those party favors?
Tammy, distribute them, Rob. Rob, how come you can't distribute
look
them?
Look at that.
Big, huge appendages.
Hey, seems like it's a hit.
Sounds like someone's having a good time.
Yeah, all right.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Guy and gals, at the Big Ellen Coming Out Party. You heard the buzz song moments ago. Time for news and comment, and while we're getting into that, we'll do some more on trivia, too. Call 100, and good luck to you. 1-800-636-1067. Be the century caller. Play more on trivia. And now, on Gay Day, at 21 past the hour, news and comment, here is Buzz Morgan. That is Ellen's last name, right?
That's
Ellen Morgan, daughter of Harry.
That's her character.
Hi, are you coming out tonight? Good for you.
Hi, Don and Mike. Either one of you know if anything good's on TV tonight?
You know, I am not pleased about the fact that the Bulls and the Bullets game is going to be on at the same time as Ellen's coming out.
That's why your remote has a previous channel feature on it.
You know what I want to do? I want to wait. I want to try to figure out in the show tonight exactly when Ellen is going to announce that she's gay.
The very end.
Yeah, I don't want to sit through all the build-up and all the other stuff. Yeah.
Well, see, the build-up, though, is the whole point of the show and the point of the comedy, at least the reviews I've read, you know, is the fact that the awkward moments that she has leading up to that, that's what kind of makes the show tick tonight.
Well, and that's also why the good Lord gave us VCRs.
And I'd like to ask some of our lesbians today how they feel about the episode tonight, and if they, like myself, feel cheated that there will be no kissing.
Yeah, there should be at least one good solid lip lock.
That may be in the weeks to come.
I didn't think that they would be, eating at that Chinese restaurant, and ordering toucan chew.
Yeah, of course, you can't see. You wouldn't see that on a show featuring heterosexuals.
Well, maybe on the WB.
Well, I have, since you're only going to watch the end where she makes the announcement, I have the opening joke for the show. This is what will set the tone for this evening.
Yeah, this is funny. I heard this one.
Starts out with Ellen in the bathroom preparing for a date with a guy.
Okay.
And one of her friends yells at her, "Hey, come out already." And Ellen asks, "What's the rush? I have a whole hour." That's the big joke.
And then the laughter ensues after that.
See, if I'm the director right away, I go right to the kiss.
Yeah.
I give the audience what they crave right up front.
Yeah, but you see, then you wouldn't have any show after that.
Well, if I was the director, Mike, we'd take it a lot farther than that.
You know, what you would do is you'd probably have a flashback scene. When, she's not coming out, but just a flashback scene from when she was not out, but she knew she was a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
A great old TV standby. Well, in fact,
you know, I was thinking maybe also you could go back a little further and cut to before she knew she was a lesbian and bring her girlfriend in and have a shot of her with Steve Martin.
Please stop it. Let me just explain. We used to have an argument on this show about who was funnier, Steve Martin or Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
We had very spirited debate about that. I'm a big Steve Martin fan. Mike's a big Robin Williams fan.
That's correct.
Can I help it that Annie, what's her name? Can I help that Annie Hayes has decided that she wants to further her career by being Ellen's gal pal of the moment? I say to you, Mike O'Mara,
yes.
Steve Martin satisfied her in every possible way.
And it shows.
And if that's not enough, well, excuse me.
Well, you were talking about editing the show. The fact of the matter is the audience reaction in the live studio audience was apparently so wild that the episode ran 7 minutes long. So they actually had to cut 7 minutes of content out of the show. But they
said
they tried to do that carefully.
Yeah.
Now, despite Jerry Falwell and the other protesters, all of the advertising space on tonight's show sold out. ABC, in fact, was able to double the price it was charging for commercial time on tonight's Ellen episode. 30 seconds on tonight's show going for $330,000.
You know who paid the most money is the person who's got the spot that runs first in their last stop set.
Mm-hmm.
Right after Ellen announces she's gay,
right.
That first commercial, that's going to be the one that people remember.
So remember that when you're watching that tonight.
The advertisers know there may be 20 million people watching tonight, and controversy or no, that's a big audience. Speaking of ratings and audiences, The Shining bounced back on its second night on television and won Monday night in the overnight rating.
Very scary.
I understand Gold Bond Powder is sponsoring the Ellen Show tonight. The Male Itch. They're a big sponsor of ours, you see. Also, Ovaltine.
Yeah, Ovaltine. Those are the two that we think of most fondly.
Those are our big ones. The weekly ratings are out for the first week of sweeps, by the way, and NBC's Thursday night shows have four of the top five spots. Naturally. Fourth place, interestingly, I don't think this has ever happened before, went to CBS's Touched by an Angel, doing extremely well in the ratings. And that Sunday movie that your wife wanted to watch, Don.
Oh, John Stamos.
Match Made in Heaven, finished sixth place overall this week in
the
ratings.
What's wrong with people?
And Ellen's appearance on 2020 Friday came in eighth overall. For
and listen, I've got to mention this, that she's going to be, and I thought it was overdoing it, that after her show tonight, Ellen's going to be on Primetime Live again.
Wow.
But they've got a great follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Ellen with her real-life parents.
She's going to be there with Mom and Dad?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Fantastic. Every time I think I can step away from it, it's back again.
Way to go.
It draws you back like watching a wreck.
I got it all over me. Ellen.
I don't know what to make of this, because the status keeps changing. In the last 12 hours, we've been hearing very optimistic talk about the standoff in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And just as I was about to tell you that this afternoon, we received a story from the Associated Press that says the leader of that armed group has now broken off talks with law enforcers, so who knows where we are
now. Did you identify yourself?
They are the Republic of Texas.
STK. Shoot to kill.
Yeah, that's right. If you were down there, the standoff would have been over 48 hours ago.
You think I'm kidding about that? You know, we got money that we could be spending on other things in this country other than babysit every guy who's got himself a compound.
And this is expensive.
STK.
And he doesn't even really have a compound. He's got a trailer, for God's sake.
STFK.
Yeah, I know what that means. Shoot to
we're with
kill.
You. We're with you.
Right.
You know, we've talked on this program before about guys who get out of hand, usually when they don't get the drinks they demand on airlines. This has become an increasing problem. We mentioned the guy who defecated on the beverage cart on that one TWA flight.
Stewardess, my soda tastes funny. There's something floating.
There's a hole
in my soda.
Are they giving us Baby Ruths for...
No.
There's a whole conference in Washington today about the dramatic increase in the number of passengers who've been interfering with flight crews.
Brownies. I made the rounds of my charge accounts.
Brownies for dessert.
The FAA has encouraged airlines to establish a zero-tolerance policy for disruptive behavior, and judges are taking this more seriously now. A 40-year-old man from Georgia has been given a 4-year prison term for fighting with a flight attendant who refused to serve him a drink. And that's what usually starts it. And one from our oops department, speaking of airlines.
Oops, there it is.
You know, they use real plastic explosives on airlines to train the bomb-sniffing dogs at airports. The other day, an American Airlines jet took off from Puerto Rico with the explosives still on it. Aviation officials say they forgot to take the explosives off the plane after their little training exercise.
See, and that's why people drink on airplanes.
Exactly.
And defecate.
You're late.
They assure us there was never any danger since there was no detonator.
And for any of those people that are considering doing this, you know, to get unruly because you're not going to be served a drink, what you do is you charm them before you get loaded.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
Take it away, Mr. Charm does over there.
Yeah, that's right.
Hello, my name's Mike O'Mara. I do part of a national radio show. I know we're getting set to take off. Could I please have 8 beers? I've heard him do it before. I swear to God I have.
And it always works. Aren't they always nice to me? That's right. Even the one time I was videotaping you. That was the one time I had the videotape camera out, and you would have thought they'd be upset.
Sure.
Because I was causing a bit of a scene watching the landing and all, but they were still smiling. I have it on tape.
Kelsey Grammer is back in court again, if you can believe it.
George. George.
He's being sued by one of his former girlfriends. I don't know how to pronounce her name exactly. Sirlette Lamb or Sirlette LeMay has filed invasion of privacy, libel, and slander suits against Kelsey Grammer. In his book, his autobiography called So Far, he said that this woman lost his dog. She says that's not true. She didn't lose his dog.
Well, for God's sake, it's Eddie.
He also claims that she badgered Kelsey Grammer into driving while he was drunk. That was Kelsey's claim. She's now denying that claim.
Come on, Seattle. Flip the Viper.
You know what's so funny last night on that show?
What?
The funniest part was the girl who has the British accent.
Yes, definitely.
She talked with an American accent.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing funny in those Brits doing that American accent.
But she had a lower...
Very deep.
Almost sounded like a... That boy's not right.
Yeah. Hey, Kill.
Hey, Bobby. Where's Bobby Hill?
Her voice became surprisingly deep when she tried that.
Did I tell you that there's a kid that goes to my son's school who is, I swear to God... An absolute dead ringer.
You were mentioning that yesterday.
Bobby Hill.
Have you seen the rest of the family?
No.
Just wondering, you know, whether dad has horn-rimmed glasses and wears a T-shirt all the time.
Big heads, very small features. Mel Carter says it scares her to feel the wind between her thighs. On the ever-popular program Fox After Breakfast, she says she was so used to being fat that when she finally lost weight, it was spooky that her legs didn't rub together anymore and that she could actually feel air between them.
Nell Carter is not fat anymore?
Not so much.
It's all relative. It's like Roger Ebert is not fat anymore, okay?
Man, I got scared there for a second.
You know what I'm saying?
She's lost enough, she says, she feels like something's missing.
Give me a break.
Hold on there, Buzz. We've got to do a quick set. We'll come back and finish the news, get our century caller, and go to the party after this.
The Dolphin and Mike Show.
Don't want any more bears.
We're here.
We don't
want any more bears.
Hey, Homer, that's a pretty catchy chant. Where'd you learn it?
Oh, I heard it at the mustache parade they have every year.
It's working great, Beef. The Don and Mike Show.
Wonder if any of our party guests enjoy the Spice Girls.
Ah, that'd be an interesting question.
As much as I do. You know, it's kind of ucky, is one of the Spice Girls has a thing in her tongue.
You know, there's a reason why women do that. I'm sure you're aware of that.
It helps them, like, eat food that they...
Absolutely.
That's exactly.
You know, here I am thinking that I might be on the cutting edge one time. You've got it.
I know. You know, I don't want to get into that topic. I would be afraid of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't. I don't like the idea of, you know, piercing a tongue and the pain and then it just, that's never been a turn on for me.
I don't need metal down there.
No,
you know what I mean? Maybe if it was plastic.
You mean a plastic stud through the tongue?
Yeah. Anyway, one of the Spice Girls has a stud through her tongue.
Ah.
Not the redhead though. She's my favorite with the blue gloves.
Yes. Which is the one that has the stud through the tongue?
The black girl.
Really?
Yes. The Black Spice Girl. And that's how I'm referring to her.
Ah.
The Black Spice Girl.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the redheaded Irish looking Spice Girl.
Well, we've asked some of our lesbians today, you know, their dream dates, and so far no one's mentioned the Spice Girls.
Well, I'll stand up for the Spice Girls right now. I got a big shout out to the Spice Girls. Oh, Buzz, where were we? We're doing a news. You know, we got to get going because we've got the party happening. Let me.
Yeah, listen to that.
That is the disco music that we're playing back in the party room.
The night of 100 lesbians party.
I really don't know what's going on back there. I know that there's. Oh, hello. That sounds like Rob or somebody's entered the room. Who's back there?
Hello, John. It's me, Daryl. It's Horn.
Okay, Daryl.
Horn. What a surprise!
Well,
what a surprise! You're there, Daryl.
It's our correspondent, Daryl. Hold on. Here comes Robbie. Hi, Rob.
And last check, I went back there. There was the Twister game getting set out in the party room, and in the parking lot, they were swinging dildos, much to the chagrin of the people that had the kids out from the church next door.
Oh dear.
Yeah, it's gotten to be quite a party.
Let's keep all the dildos inside, please.
Yeah, make sure that
new
happens.
New rule done.
And any first experience stories, perhaps in the late teenage years?
Daryl Nichols, correspondent.
Yes.
Do the gals seem to be enjoying themselves?
Well, I'm not actually in the room. I'm kind of down the hall at Mission Control here.
I think all you guys out there, you should stop hiding and stop by the party. Oh, Big Gum Jim's been back
Big
there.
Gum yes, Big Gum Jim gave me a full report and is having a grandson.
Yeah. All right. Yes. It sounds very festive. There are microphones in there, so feel free to pot it up whenever you feel.
We'll check back. Thank you, Daryl.
Sure.
Daryl Nichols, engineer / gynecologist.
You just tune in. That's a regular feature of the show. Yes, Daryl will always have an open microphone at his desk.
Buzz, where were we? Well, we were doing some news, and this is not a good day for this story, but there is no good day for this story. The Frugal Gourmet is now facing more sexual assault allegations. Six more men are now suing this TV chef, Jeff Smith, saying he assaulted them when they were teens.
Wonderful stuff.
Five of them say the attacks took place in the 1970s at his restaurant in Tacoma, Washington. The other says he was a teenage hitchhiker when Smith picked him up in 1992. The suit alleges that Smith used alcohol, seduction, and coercion against the high school age victims.
Oh, that is an awful story. Why are we laughing at that story?
Oh, dear.
I don't know. Now, this brings to eight.
Step into the kitchen.
Here we go. Oh, it's wonderful stuff.
He denies all of these charges, but this now brings to eight the total number of men who've come forward and filed suit against Frugal Gourmet Jeff Smith.
And eight is enough for me.
Some music news. Lawmakers in Richmond, Virginia are thinking about rating concerts the same way that TV shows and movies are rated. This is an idea they came up with after a big Marilyn Manson fiasco in their town. Band was scheduled to come to town. The city officials canceled the show, then changed their minds and allowed it to take place. So now they've decided to avoid this kind of controversy in the future. Maybe a rating system would be a good idea.
And she's a he. I love that. It's like Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper was really a boy. Marilyn Manson is a boy.
He likes to do that thing that the guy does in Silence of the Lambs, right? Where kind of a nip and a tuck and then stands there.
Mm-hmm.
Bah.
And Jethro Tull's not a real guy either. That's a group. I just throw these out as I get them.
That's why this is an educational program.
Hey, get your big toenail ready, Don. Sitar player Ravi Shankar says he hated the first Beatles song that featured a sitar in the 70s, I guess, in the big pot-smoking campus listening to sitar music days. Ravi Shankar was a big deal and influenced the Beatles and also, to some degree, I guess, Jimi Hendrix. But Shankar says when he heard the Beatles' Norwegian Wood...
I can't get my shoe off.
It sounded to him terrible.
Is your foot swollen?
Terribly swollen. Like Jackie Gleason's in that movie, Nothing in Common.
It looks like the front of the shoe, it looks like there's some sort of obstacle there at the very front. Is that the nail?
Yes, it is, Mike. Say hello to the nail.
Wow, look at that.
Are you ready, guys?
Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to play with my diseased toe.
Oh, here it goes.
Baby, she wrote me a letter. Playing all this with my toenail.
Wow.
On my sitar.
It's like volcano dust.
Let me put that away now.
Ravi Shankar used his fingers. He never elevated the art to the level you have, Don.
He can't diddle a sitar the way that I can.
It is truly amazing to watch.
Oh, and Molly Hatchet. That's another one. Not a girl. It's a group.
Really? I thought it was like a big lady with with the horns and a hatchet in her hand.
No, it's a whole bunch of guys. And Leonard Skinnerd is not a guy either.
God.
All right.
All my fantasies are blown.
Listen, next hour I'll be discussing the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus.
Robert Palmer, however, is a real guy. Didn't you guys have cocktails with him one time?
More than one, actually. He had most of the cocktails.
We didn't just have cocktails. We had an entire sit-down dinner with Robert Palmer.
He had all martinis, though, as I recall. Didn't he, really?
Five martinis before the appetizer was served. I am not exaggerating.
Well, hey, you found somebody who would have done worse on that test than you, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
It hasn't affected his brain cells any. If you don't know all the words to Robert Palmer's songs, don't worry. He says he doesn't either.
Hi, this is Robert Palmer, and I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara because they're completely resistible.
He says he writes out lyric cheat sheets when he performs, and he puts them on the floor. So when you see Robert Palmer, and you will notice this in his videos, when he's looking down, he's reading the lyrics.
Might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
Yep, very complex lyrics.
You do what you can. This Buzzcast brought to you by Nantucket Nectars. In sports, Fuzzy Zeller again.
Jeez.
Now trying to distance himself from his latest racially oriented remarks.
He's a jokester.
Oh, yeah. Lord, yes.
Honey. Give me the biggest kiss you got.
Oh, duh, Fuzzy, duh.
Fuzzy, now trying to distance himself, denies he said anything the other day about fried chicken. He says the AP reporters who were on the golf course who quoted him actually misquoted the conversation.
Of course.
Of course, Fuzzy admits he did make the watermelon joke, but he says he only did that after his African-American golfer friend started the joke.
Oh, he started. I'm a jokester. Ask anybody.
I don't want to be a kid in a candy store. Saying he's disappointed in his own performance, Larry Brown has resigned as coach of the Indiana Pacers today. Well, the Golden State Warriors have put Brown and Chicago Bulls coach Phil Jackson on their wish list.
Mm.
The team's gotten permission to talk with both coaches about those job openings.
He will be replaced by Johnny Brown from Good Times.
And the Bulls and the Bullets moved to Washington tonight for Game 3 of their best-of-five playoff series. The Bulls won the first two, so they could well wrap up that series tonight.
Very misunderstood talent, Mr. Johnny Brown.
That's right. That's why he went into coaching.
The Lakers-Portland series also continues tonight.
Johnny Brown in coaching?
Yeah, replacing Larry Brown.
Oh, right. I got you. Okay.
And the NHL playoffs have the night off. Now, finally,
he was like the maintenance guy on Good Times.
He was great in everything. Wasn't he on Laugh-In also? Didn't he do some cameos on Laugh-In?
He was on at the end of Good Times, towards when Good Times wasn't funny.
Right.
As opposed to the previous seasons when it was just fall down funny.
It wasn't because of Johnny Brown that it wasn't funny, though. He just came at the
wrong time. After John Amos had left. Why do I know so much about Good Times?
Great show.
And, you know, J.J.
Right.
Wanted to be an artist.
Right? That was your favorite part in Good Times, right, when he had the big artist hat on?
Yes, and his mama would say to him,
J.J., you're never going to amount to anything, J.J. J.J.
And Janet Jackson. Jackson was his singer. Well, who's a singer now was his sister.
Be nice to your sister, J.J. Come on, J.J.
Finally, a 15-year-old boy in Florida is about to get kicked out of school.
Oh, listen, now this guy should get the Don and Mike Award of the Week. Listen to this kid.
Not only will he get kicked out of school for this, he may be headed for jail. The boy is accused of hacking his way into the school computer and changing the F's to A's.
Now, listen, I say that shows initiative. That shows that this kid's got a future, maybe at least in radio.
Way to go!
That's that movie. Yeah. That's that War Games with Matthew Broderick. That's like the what he did in the movie.
Very similar. And we were talking about this before the show, Don. He didn't just do this to his grades. He had access to the records of 27,000 students.
Oh, wow.
What a great kid.
Yeah.
How could you get mad at that kid?
He's got to be brilliant.
He says it was just a little joke.
Oh, sure.
A little joke.
Administrators at Westwood High School, however, in Fort Pierce, Florida, are not laughing. They've charged the boy with two third-degree felonies labeled as, and I thought this was interesting, offenses against intellectual property. The boy says he got the teacher's passwords a few weeks back from the school's media center.
Mr. Hahn, I'm very good with a computer.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. News and comment, and hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
From Shepherdstown, West Virginia.
All right, here you go. Moron trivia. A new book hits the stores today called Walk on the Wild Side. What Chicago Bull is author of this book? P.S. He's announced he wants to change his name to Orgasm.
Dennis Rodman?
Yes! I like the moment of hesitation.
Yes.
And you were from West Virginia. Mike's putting the pin in the map now. Congratulations. You've won a pair of tickets to Ozfest.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. It's Ozzy Osbourne, the reunited Black Sabbath, Pantera, and many other groups. I guess I'll see you there. Tickets currently on sale, and you can order yours by calling Ticketmaster now. Thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Hold the phone, please.
Hold down the enthusiasm, J.J.
Does anybody besides me smell coffee?
That's not coffee, Buzz.
Oh, okay.
All right, smart guy. I'm not feeling good.
Okay.
Listen, phones are hopping. Let's get to some calls because we have limited time.
Yes.
Because everything else on the show is going to be total lesbian and total Ellen for the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So call now for a phone scan. Get on the line to get on the air at 1-800-636-1067. Your live calls lying straight ahead.
Don and Mike. Proud to bring you the most cussing allowed by federal law, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, golly. It's a big day. It's a big gay day on the show.
It certainly is.
It's our big Ellen show. Mike and I were just eavesdropping with the wireless microphones back in the conference room.
Sounds like they're having a blast.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello, lady.
Hello.
Who's this?
We're playing a little trivia. You guys want to play?
Who is this? What's your number?
I'm 11.
Number 11.
I'm the redhead who's digging Frida.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, that's me.
Are you gals having a good time back there?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like they are.
We are coming back momentarily. To play some crazy games and to bring our dominatrix back there and start the four-girl show.
She's here!
Well, the dominatrix is there?
She's here.
Okay. She's
a little tied up right now.
And, ladies, will you...
Hi, Don and Mike.
Will you please...
It's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. Will you guys tell me what you're doing with Ralph Renzi back there?
You don't want to know.
We got some intelligence that you guys wanted to meet Ralph Renzi.
We're giving him a new name for Stud.
He couldn't handle it.
Oh, really?
Why is it that a bunch of gay women are interested in the Italian monkey?
Yeah.
He's hot. He's really handsome.
He's really handsome?
I thought you were gay.
He's got a nice butt.
I thought you were gay.
Yeah, but we're not dead.
We can appreciate
things. Okay, we're not dead.
Golly. Just because he's
Italian
cute,
blockhead monkey, Ralph David Renzi.
Well, you know, Ralph is an actor and a singer. Perhaps Ralph could sing for you ladies.
Now we're digging Jim.
Oh, Big Gum Jim? Who is it? Is it Big Gum Jim?
Yeah, he does. He looks like Nicolas Cage.
Oh goodness.
Big Gum Jim. This is taking a very interesting twist here. The lesbians at our party seem to be directing their attention at some of the station employees.
Have any of you lesbians met Kate or Tammy from our staff?
Yes.
You like them too? Do you like them too?
So far, Tammy's been up on the board.
And what
Tammy's been up on the board.
What is Jim? What is Big Gum Jim doing right now?
Jim's just standing there looking really nervous.
I like that.
Well, we'll continue with the party number 11, and we will check back with you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Now we have phone calls. Let's get to them. Oh, but hold on. First, before we go to your phone calls on a rotating random phone scan, if we could get serious for uno momento.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us now is Alan Klein, and he is the National Communications Director for GLAAD. We want to welcome him to the Big Ellen Show today. Hello. Hi, Alan.
Thanks, guys.
Alan,
great to be here.
Let me see if we can get some of our gay listeners to say hi to you. Hey, girls.
Girls?
Yeah!
Hey, girls, listen, we have a guy on from GLAAD on the line now. Will you all just say hi to him?
Hi!
Wow, I'm crying right now. That's sweet.
Oh, we're having a great time down here. This is the Night of 100 Lesbians. We're having a wonderful party.
It's our big Ellen coming out party, and we want to thank you for sending us all of your propaganda with the official Ellen invitations and the notes on...
We're happy to oblige.
...on how to be a good host at one of these Ellen parties. How many Ellen coming out parties are you guys coordinating or engaged with around the country?
Well, I'll tell you, believe it or not, we have more than 1,500 come out with Ellen home viewing parties around the nation. That's just home viewing parties. We also have six big GLAAD fundraisers, which are happening in cities across the country with probably about 500 people in each venue. We also have one happening down in Birmingham, where I'm sure you've heard the ABC affiliate down there decided not to air the Ellen episode, which is, of course, what we were very upset about. But it also got the community to get together. And now they're, I guess, about 3,000 people expected in Birmingham tonight to view the show at a GLAAD and a local organization sponsored party.
Are you often mistaken for the trash bag guy? Does anybody remember the man from GLAAD?
Yes,
every
GLAAD
now
bags.
And then somebody says that.
Alan, what is the message that GLAAD would like to get out?
Well, I'll tell you, first and foremost, this is a celebration. It's a celebration because Ellen Morgan is the first lead lesbian character in an American television show. Also, obviously, this, we hope, prompts other people to follow their hearts and come out of the closet and be who they are. And we, of course, are extremely excited about the evening's events all across the nation.
You know, this really seems to me to be a tremendously happy day for the gay community because the attention that nobody really expected it to be this big a story when it first started, but it's become something huge, and it seems like it's totally positive for the gay community. All the stories I've read, it's a good thing.
It, It is totally positive. Not only that, it's positive not only for the gay and lesbian community, but we feel for all Americans, because it's a chance for everybody to learn and understand what respect and dignity is, and to understand the coming out process, and to really understand that this nation, this great nation, is built upon diversity. And once we learn to respect one another, I think we'll be living in a much better place.
Well, Alan, we want to thank GLAAD for sanctioning our event. We are handing out all of the various sundry items that you sent us. We'll all be watching Ellen tonight, and we are having a raucous party right now.
Yes, we are.
And I salute you and raise a glass in your guys' honor. Have a great night. We are.
Okay, thank you, Alan.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's
Would Alan, you identify yourself?
I'm a lesbian.
That's Alan Klein.
Okay. He's a big deal with GLAAD.
Great.
We're very glad that they sanctioned the show. They had some doubts at first, because
sure,
we have a bit of a reputation, don't you know?
We do.
But he was great. So thanks to GLAAD for helping us. And now, two phone calls. What do you say?
Let's do it.
At 1-800-636-1067. And Baltimore, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, let's take some calls, because we promised that, and then we'll get right to that party. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I was just calling to let you know that Ellen's actually going to come out 22 minutes into the show.
Oh, so
I wouldn't want you to miss it.
So it will not be in the last 2 minutes?
No, it will not. According to the paper, she comes out 22 minutes into the hour.
Well, I hope that Michael Jordan is not doing something exciting at that moment.
Well, he probably will be.
That'll be a real tough choice to make.
What is your tip-off time on that game?
8 o'clock is the time that, but they always have a bunch of crap, so I bet the game itself will start about 8:15.
So you get about 45 minutes of solid basketball action.
Good choice, Michael Jordan, Ellen Morgan, Michael Jordan, Ellen Morgan.
I know it's difficult.
Uma, Oprah, Uma. Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hello, Reno. You are on the air.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, be gentle with me, okay? But I think this is gross today.
You think this is gross?
Well, you know,
what's gross about? Listen, are you a hetero guy?
Absolutely. And I've always thought that I've been very open to everything.
Yes.
The story about the gum and sticking, I'm just going to have a mental image for the rest of my life of that.
Well, you know, what if we're talking about, a man and a woman having sex and there was gum down there? How would you feel about that?
But you're not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, how would you feel about it, though?
But the point is, you're not...
No, but I'm asking you a question. It's a very fair question. How would you feel if we were talking about, you know, waking up in the morning and all of a sudden you were chewing gum and you passed out and your partner said there was gum down there? How would you feel about it?
First of all, I'd take the gum out, I suppose.
Hold on. Here's Charles Broyhill, who, as you know, is a very sober genius. Charles.
Right. I was wondering if you were listening when we had a story about Art Baker and some of his cocktail carrots, if you heard that story.
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's a long time ago. That's a guy who used to work at the station, and he actually spent some time, when his girlfriend was sleeping, he tried to see how many cocktail carrots he could load up in her butt.
Mm-hmm. And then he was talking about his number, and it was something like 12.
Wasn't it 24 is the number, Mike.
Double, I had half as much.
The sober genius retained that. Point being that it was okay when Art Baker talked about shoving carrots into his girlfriend's
sure.
butt. Because it was a guy with a girl.
I don't know.
Let me
guy's fantasy to watch two girls and all.
There you go.
I will admit that. So
okay.
don't kill me.
I'm not killing you.
At the same time, for some reason, it's going against the grain.
Is it that specific thing that you had a problem with, or is it the whole concept?
I don't know. I guess because it's new we're breaking ground into the TV thing. It's just something I don't want to see happen. I just don't think, you know.
Well, listen, lesbianism has been a large part of our show for many, many years.
Sure.
Believe me, I know. I've been listening to you guys for years, and trust me, I've heard you guys totally go off on people that call up like I'm calling up today. All I'm saying is I'm having a hard time listening to it, and I'm not saying I'm going to turn it off. I'm just saying, for me, it's just going against the...
Well, this is what gets me about people. When people call, they go, I really can't handle it. Well, listen, it's a simple decision. If you don't like it, turn the radio off.
But, Don, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it's uncomfortable. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm against them.
Listen, okay, if it's uncomfortable, then we're doing our job.
It can't be that
Absolutely.
Uncomfortable.
And you're doing a great job right. at it.
It can't Shut be up. That uncomfortable because he just can't stop listening.
I think that guy's a homo.
Homophobe.
He just doesn't know it. I think he's all the way homo. Hello, Austin, Texas.
Hello?
I'm 5%.
Hey, what's up?
5% homo.
And it's a good, solid 5%.
Yeah, it's creeping up on 6. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I was wondering if maybe I could get some advice or something, because I've thought about having a lesbian experience, but I can't figure out how to go about it. And these girls keep saying, oh, I did it when I was this age or when I was that age. I'm 25.
That's a little past the age, though. Isn't the prime age we've heard today about 21?
21 to 23, though.
Yeah, I probably started thinking about it when I was around 22. And and now it's gotten to where I see women that I think are really pretty. And I like men also.
Well, you know, we had that woman in here before that was saying, you know, when did you realize it? When my husband and I were watching a movie and we were watching sex scenes and looking at the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been with a woman?
No, that's what I'm saying. I've never been with a woman. Anytime I've ever been hit on or anything, I've always had friends around, and mm-hmm. I just haven't felt comfortable. I don't know, and it's like, I don't know exactly how to meet. I don't know any lesbians.
How could any guy listen to this show today and be anything but 100% turned on? I don't know what that last caller's problem was. I am totally turned on by this.
I don't know whether he was sincere or not. I didn't think he was being totally sincere.
Well, listen, hold on a second. I don't know why, but hold on a second. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. You're on the air.
Oh, first of all, I'm a huge fan of you guys.
You're not eating, are you? Are you eating anything?
No, I'm not eating anything.
Okay.
Well, I got to disagree with you guys about Dave Letterman. I'm a big fan of his.
Such open debate on the show today.
Unbelievable.
Well, you guys are kind of dissing him.
When were we dissing him?
Monday.
What did we say?
I don't know.
Monday?
Yeah.
Be specific. What did we say about David Letterman?
You guys said he was out of it.
Yes.
He's angry. He's an angry man.
I believe that is his current status. Yes, Buzz.
We talked about him banning the cologne from his show, and maybe this is what the caller's
talking
about.
That nobody on his show could wear cologne anymore.
Right.
I don't think he's out of it. That's the reason why I listen.
Well, what do you think about him? What do you think about him banning cologne from the entire room when he's doing the show?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. The guy has a problem with his show, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just thought he was a little wrapped tight to be doing that. It's a little odd. That behavior's a little odd.
Oh. Well, I support this show. I kind of like this show.
What show?
Having on today.
What show? Oh, our show.
You like the lesbians.
Yeah. Let's stop talking about other people. Let's talk about our show.
Sure.
Yeah.
Glad you like our show.
All right.
Would you have... Let me ask you this. Are you enough of a fan of David Letterman that you would have sex with him?
No way.
You sure?
No way.
Then I want to tell you. Then you're not a true fan of David Letterman's.
No way.
A true fan would have sex with Dave.
I don't think so.
Okay, and you're definitely not eating anything?
I'm not eating anything.
Well, then you better take care of that swollen tongue.
Where are you calling from?
Iowa.
Of course, Iowa.
Iowa.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Good, you're not going to believe this.
Could there be anything grosser than seeing David Letterman naked? If you're a guy or a girl, could you picture, hello, my, oh my, I'm ready.
I saw Tony Randall last night on the Leno show, and I think perhaps seeing Tony Randall naked would be a little worse than seeing David.
Oh, really? My, oh my. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, that's a pretty frightening thought right there.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this. I was just downstairs listening to your show.
Mm-hmm.
I walk up into my bedroom, turn on Oprah, and guess who's on Oprah today?
Oh, Ellen, of course.
Ellen.
Yes. And what cave are you living in? That's been highly publicized. Thanks for the bulletin.
Oh, wow.
Hey, the sky is blue.
Man, Letterman and Oprah. Come on, this is a radio show. Talk about the radio show.
Except when we talk about television.
Yes, when we talk about television, it's perfectly legal.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
I know exactly how that girl feels. You know the girl who called from Texas?
Yes.
And she was saying that, you know, she just isn't able to meet anybody.
You're struggling right now? You're struggling with your own sexuality?
I don't know.
Hold on, I got a third one just like that. Hello.
Hi.
This is another girl who wants to experiment in lesbianism?
Well, yeah, real curious, but I don't know how to go about it.
All right, hold on.
This is great. You know, this is what we were hoping would happen on this show, that all of a sudden it's this groundswell.
Hello.
Hello.
I got a groundswell, Mike.
I know you do. You're talking about David Letterman naked.
I must be all horny if I'm talking about David Letterman naked.
Oh, my.
Hello. I just wanted to tell you guys got a great show going today.
Oh, well, thank you. I was looking for the girl from Austin, Texas.
Pardon?
I was looking... Never mind. Thank you for the nice words.
Oh, I also love the gum, too.
Ah, yes.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Charlie, let's see if we can put together line number 3 from Baltimore, line number 1 from Virginia, and line number 4 from Texas.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
These are 3 women who are all thinking about lesbianism.
Well, yeah. I think it's a woman thing. You get curious, you know?
Yeah.
And some women get more than curious, and we've spoken to some of those women today.
So, ladies,
well,
why don't...
they could have gone down there.
I've been curious enough to try it for a while.
Pardon me?
She would have gone down here, Mike.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she would have come down
here. No. Okay. Yeah, that's what I meant. I meant down to D.C.
Oh, the English language.
I might have meant that other thing, too. You know? I'm real into this Freudian stuff.
Who's the naughty lady? Who's the lady that's doing all the talking? Where are you from?
Baltimore.
The lady from Baltimore.
Baltimore, boy.
So have any of you 3 gals ever been with a woman before?
No.
Of you 3 gals, how many of you think about other women constantly?
Yeah, I do.
I do. It's not a constant thought, but it sure is there.
Would you do Ellen?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, boy, Ellen came up short on that one.
Well, no, somebody said yes.
I did.
She had. Who said yes?
Baltimore lady.
Me. Well, you know, the whole gum thing was kind of interesting.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, golly.
Gummy.
It wouldn't be an issue for me, but it would be interesting.
All right, ladies.
Wish we could help these women. I wish we could be like, that Bewitched, and we could rub our nose and get them all down here.
We may have a room full of people who can help us.
I'm turning on the party right now. Hey, ladies at the party?
Yeah, that's some fun.
They're not paying attention to
us. They're in their own world right now. I can't get them on the horn.
Well, we need advice from them, actually, you know?
Oh, golly. Listen, I'm going to put all 3 of you gals on hold and come back to you, okay?
All right.
Okay, all right. Stay there.
That lady from Baltimore is ready to go.
You sound like Janeway now from Star Trek.
I'll tell you, the polaric radiation is astounding.
Okay, we'll get back to our party in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we'll do is we'll take these phone calls back in the party room.
Okay.
And talk to some of our lesbians about converting these gals.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can get the 4-girl show going.
All right.
And we have the dominatrix, and we have the Ellen lookalike contest.
Wow.
And the big giant group makeout before we're done today.
Yeah.
The big coming out day, and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show. Booger at a time. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here we go. On Gay Day.
All right.
Thank you for listening. Don and Mike coast to coast. Nationwide on Wacky Westwood One Entertainment. Thank you for listening in Southern California. On KCBQ San Diego. In Dallas, Texas. KOOO 1190. The talk station. And our thanks for listening in Albuquerque, New Mexico. On Hot Talk. KHTL.
Mm-hmm.
That is the home city of the dominatrix who is here.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, and I will tell you something. Based on the phone calls, our listening audience has gotten caught up in the spirit of the day.
I was just telling Mike, you know, we've got too much great stuff. You realize that we have back in our party room over 65 lesbians.
That's
now.
Right.
We've only met like 18 of them on the air.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to meet them all at the beginning of the show.
We could take the whole show just meeting these gals. We still haven't gotten to the Ellen lookalike contest.
Yeah, now have there been many takers for the Ellen lookalike contest?
There are guys, all guys, out in the lobby waiting to play the Ellen lookalike contest game. We also have a 2-girl show that we're going to be putting on in our next set.
Wow.
And the dominatrix from New Mexico is here.
All right.
Plus, if we have time, we're going to let some of these gals call their friends and family to tell them that they're out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tomorrow at this time, our guest will be Barney the Dinosaur.
Yes, it's a show for all different moods.
Every day it's something different on this show.
So tune in tomorrow at this time if you're interested in listening to Barney.
We'd like to thank a couple of our sponsors for helping with the Ellen Coming Out show. That's the MVC Late Night Video. One of our great sponsors at 703-331-3843. And also our thanks to the Paper Store for all of our party supplies and McCormick and Schmick's Seafood Restaurant.
Hallelujah.
Now, we still have, more women have called now. We have 6 lines on hold, all of them with different women wanting to experiment with lesbianism.
Yes, all this lesbian talk has generated these phone calls. These are women who have been thinking about it, and they just have to tell someone.
Well, maybe we can get them some advice. Let's go live to the party now. And here is the party meister, Robert Spiewak.
Hi, guys. They heard that you had those women on hold, and the phrase I heard most common was, bring them on.
Bring them on.
Well, we want to try to get some advice for these women.
All right, Rob, listen, bring some gals over to the phone, or bring them to the microphone, and let me get some of these gals online, like the girl from Austin, Texas.
Okay.
she was the first gal. Is this Leanne?
Yes.
Okay, now, Leanne, we have some of our lesbians online. What would you like to ask them? They're back in the party room right now.
Okay, I want to ask them about, like, that first experience. How did they go about obtaining it?
Is there anybody that was thinking about obtaining an experience that could help this woman on the phone?
Okay, the first thing you have to do is find somebody you want to give a back rub to.
Find some. There's your first piece of advice.
Am I right?
Find somebody you want to give a back rub to.
I hear a lot of acknowledgement in the back room, so start slowly with a back rub.
Start slowly with a back rub. Little nice music, you know.
And
soft light.
Okay, but before that, I mean, how did you meet somebody? Because I don't know any lesbians.
Do you know any women who give you butterflies when you look at them?
Yeah.
Well, then go for it, honey. Give her a back rub.
Who is that? What is your number?
11.
Oh, that's 11 again.
Number 11, the very outspoken number 11.
All right, number 11, I'll let you take another call. Here's the gal from Baltimore, Maureen. Hello, Maureen.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
What is your question for one of our registered lesbians?
Well, you know, I can't even seem to meet these women who would be interested in going along with this.
Now, what can,
they're either married or they're, you know, with their significant woman.
That's a legitimate question. What would a potential lesbian do if she wanted to meet other lesbians?
Go to the driving range.
The driving range?
Oh.
Would you identify yourself?
I'm a lesbian.
The batting cage.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, man.
Now, let's see. Is this Jake?
Can you get the girl back from Baltimore?
Oh, I just hung up on her.
Oh, no. Well, if she's listening, go to Central Station on Friday night for happy hour.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Here's a call from Virginia. Is this Jane?
Yeah.
Jane, stop this crazy thing. What is your question for our group of lesbians?
I wanted to talk to the dominatrix, actually.
The dominatrix?
What do you want to ask the dominatrix?
How she officially got into the actual scene.
Oh, we're just getting people into all sorts of things today.
Well, now, listen, hey, we're number 11, are you there?
No.
How about Scout?
No, Don and Mike and Jane, it's Nancy.
Oh, it's Nancy the dominatrix.
It's Nancy the dominatrix with a call for you and a question on how to get into dominatrix business.
Right. Did she ask how I got into it?
No, how you got into it.
Oh, my favorite question.
How did you...
Found clients? Mm-hmm. Or people...
Do you want to be dominated?
Yeah.
Jane?
Actually, I do support groups for people who are interested in S&M and...
Support groups for S&M.
Support group. Hello, my name's Mike, and I like to be dominated.
That's how I started out, Don and Mike.
What?
That's how I started out, Don and Mike.
In a support group.
Yeah, let me give her a local number in Washington.
Okay. 202-331-4433.
202-331-4433.
Hit me again.
And any of the ladies who are listed on that
Harder.
Number, Jane, you could call for more information. But as to how I got into it, I was just telling some of the lesbians in the room that I actually was giving a lecture at the University of Maryland back in the 70s, and there was a gentleman in the audience who kind of love at first sight type of phenomenon with me.
Was he acting up?
Well, he turned out to be...
Do you spank guys?
He turned out to be a dominant transvestite, and I became his sex slave.
Oh, oh
golly.
Wow.
Oh, golly.
All right, hold on.
After that, Don and Mike and Jane, I never could go back to being vanilla or normal.
Okay. All right.
And then a few years later, when I broke up with Bill, I moved to New Mexico, married a man named Doc, and he was normal, more or less.
Yeah, what's up, Doc?
Yeah, right. And Doc wasn't interested in S&M,
Doc Holliday.
So I got obsessed, just absolutely obsessed.
Doc
with
Hollywood.
Doc Johnson.
Doc, you've got this marital. Tell your king of the docks, Mike.
All right.
King of the docks. Sitting on a dock in the bay.
Yeah.
All right, Jane, thank you. Hold on there, dominatrix. Hold on. Coming back to you in just a moment. As well as you can hear.
Wow.
Things are very exciting, both on the telephone and back in the party room.
So much information.
I think that the... You and I have got to head back to that party room ourselves.
I'm sure you're hearing a cheer right now. We should head to...
Yeah,
I know it.
They're very excited to get us back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that they've taken a guy. Hey, now, lesbians, can you hear me?
Hey, lesbians.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I understand you've taken a guy and you've made him a dyke for a day.
Yeah.
I believe that's a yes. How is the hostage doing?
I have the hostage right here. His name is Mike, or Dyke Mike, is it?
Dyke Mike.
Dyke for a day. How are you doing, sir?
Actually, it's the honorary dyke.
He's an
honorary lesbian, I'm sorry.
You're an honorary lesbian.
What, you like tuck your thing between your legs or something? You ever do that when you were a little kid?
No.
Well, I guess I'm alone there. You're a little kid, it's something you can do to make it look like you have...
Not because I ain't enough for lack of trying. I couldn't. I was Irish.
You say that all the time, and
yeah.
I think
I'm probably insulting all the Irish men with large things.
With big things. Okay, we're coming back there in a moment, and we'll see what's doing at the party, and we'll talk to the dominatrix, and we have the two-girl show, and we have the Ellen look-alike contest.
And during the break, I'll ask you, how much time you spent doing that when you were a little kid.
Constantly. I remember standing in front of a mirror. It looks like you have a ladies' part down there.
Johnny, dinner! Mom!
Don't bother me. I'm playing my game. We'll be right back.
I know what it feels like to try to blend in so that everybody else will think you're okay and they won't hurt you. I decided that this was not going to be something that I was going to live the rest of my life being ashamed of. I know what it feels like.
More refreshing than an ice-cold platini, the John and Mike Show.
Good timing on that.
All right.
We're making our way down the hallway. Now, here, I'm trying to plan out the agenda for the rest of the show.
You're like a party master.
We're going to go back to the party room now. We're going to have the two-girls show. Then we're going to meet more of the gals who have shown up with numbers who we haven't met yet.
Very good.
Then we're going to have a whole break with our dominatrix.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe we'll do some news. And then we're going to end today with a big group makeout session and also the Ellen look-alike contest.
We are making our way now down the hallway back to where the party is happening.
Hi, gal.
Hi.
Hi, girl.
All right. Coming back in. Boy, there are... Look at all these lesbians.
Everybody enjoying the pizza, shrimps.
Ooh. Look at that.
Shrimps and beverages and...
Salmon, and we got some dip, and we got some beverages. It's
starting to smell a little bit like Chuck E. Cheese in here.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
I see a bunch of new girls who are going to be meeting in our next break.
Is everybody having a good time so far?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Oh, now look. Number four, are you with her? Three and four. Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, 10 years? Congratulations.
I've just seen a bunch of girls with other girls, and I'm forgetting who goes with who.
Number nine is videotaping the proceedings, yes, so it will last longer and longer.
Hi, number nine. Now, we have a special show for you gals today.
Now, earlier, number nine, was it you that was... You were joking about the show, saying, oh, that's what we want to see, a bunch of straight men watching strippers.
No, that wasn't
strippers.
Me. That was Alice.
That was Alice?
Alice, I need a number. I forgot names.
All right.
Oh, hi, Alice.
Now, Alice...
Alice and Scout. They're the two dykes.
By a show of hands, how many of you are looking forward to the two-girl show?
Well,
it's kind of mixed.
I know. Supposed to be four. Two girls couldn't make it, but these two girls are going to work extra hard to make it as good as a four-girl show. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. Everybody's giggling and laughing. Everything's going on around here.
Now, let's meet our showgirls. What's your name?
Rebecca. Heather.
And don't I remember you from our St. Patrick's Day show?
I would hope so.
And probably about 15 or 16 birthday parties that we've had at the station?
Yeah, something like that.
There you go.
Let's celebrate Ellen Coming Out Day. I'm going to grab some shrimps and... go ahead and start your little show there. I think you're going to like this show, girls.
All righty.
Dancing for people first.
Are you going to dance?
Try to embarrass some people.
You're going to try to embarrass some people. All right.
I want to give them a plug here. Secret Sensations. Their phone number is 703-392-4366.
Oh, and the pink card too. We have two different sensations.
Okay. I'll give you all your plugs.
Now, ladies, feel free to get as rowdy as you want, but try to keep it,
Now, do you got...
All right.
Do you, oh, my goodness, they're involving someone in the... Oh, sorry, Mike.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I was...
Now, you're involving number 28. I won't say your name.
All right, we won't even mention the number.
I know. Is she, what is she's sitting in your lap? And oh, look at number 51 is also being being rubbed all over, Mike.
You know what's great about this, Don? This is the same kind of show that we normally get for the guys, and it's working great with the ladies.
How you doing, number 51?
I'm fine, but you better ask my girlfriend how she's doing.
Number 50, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Are you jealous of this going?
No, he's not at all.
All right.
Mike, look behind you.
Oh, dear. We should point out that the ladies, the dancers, are now working the room.
You know, I guess they must be trying to put out some kind of fire, is all I can figure out.
It seems so. There seems to be a great deal of friction going on right now.
Now, number 51. Oh, there's number 50 now.
Now, number 50, that was the look. That was like, oh, that was either, oh, my God, or wow. I don't know which one it was.
Oh, now, I see somebody's body. I see somebody's Harry Valentine over here. Now, number 9, how do you like? Oh, yeah, number 9. Do we have a can? Number 9.
It doesn't matter. You got a dancer on your lap. You want to do the can trick.
Number 9 told us she can crash a can between her boobs.
All right. All right, now, how many of you are liking the show so far?
Now, what are you doing here?
I'm taking my clothes off.
She's taking her clothes off.
Okay. And number 9, here's the can.
I
want
to see this. Oh.
All right.
All right, now number 9 is going to do a trick where she...
Here's the can.
Now, what is the trick?
Number 9. All right, hold on. There's a break in the festivities for a second.
What are you doing?
All right, here we go.
Pushing a beer can between my breasts.
Yeah! Hey, she did it.
Yeah.
She crushed a beer can between her boobs. Congratulations, number 9. That was fun. And now the dancers
golly.
Were momentarily, there was another show in here.
Oh, golly.
Oh, boy.
How you gals doing?
Good, great. Here, turn around. Can you get somebody to give me a dime?
Does anybody have a dime?
Oh, dear. Does anybody, you have a dime? We have a dime over here.
We have a dime right here.
All right.
What?
All right.
Where do I get to put it?
She wants to know where she gets to put it.
On your nose.
All right.
On your nose.
Dime on the nose.
And what's your number?
Excuse me.
Oh, 19. Hi, 19.
What is that? You have a dime? We have two dimes. You were late with a dime. Hold on, we have a dime.
I haven't met you. Hi, 53.
Hi. I have lots of dimes.
50 dimes have been presented already here.
Now we've got more girls taking their clothes off here.
Oh, my, it's getting rowdy.
Hey, you know what's so weird is to see a bunch of girls staring at these strippers the way the guys normally stare at the strippers.
Now, we have some of our guests here have decided not to stay for the show.
I think there are more militants,
yeah,
lesbians. Now, number 19 is on the ground.
All right. Oh, dear.
Golly.
What's going on here?
Oh, gee whiz.
Boy. Now, I tell you, it's starting to look a little bit like CPR class in here right now.
What did you want to know? You want to know if this turns me on? Yes. Are you? Of course I'm turned on by this. Oh.
Oh, my.
Golly.
Oh, my.
I will not tell you how they, did they pick up the dime?
Suffice to say that change has been made.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, golly.
I will tell you, everyone in here is having a grand old time.
I don't know who's on the dime, but he sure is happy.
Fantastic.
Can I see that dime? Thank you. Who is that? Is that Eisenhower on the dime?
That's Roosevelt, Don.
Oh, Roosevelt.
That's right.
Boy, he took a trip, didn't he? And what's next, girls?
I think I'm going to take her panties off.
Oh, my.
We need two volunteers.
Two volunteers, please.
All right, you two in the back.
Step
right
up
here. Well, you already had your fun. We need another volunteer.
Hold on, 52. Another
volunteer. Any volunteers? Oh, a little bashfulness.
Oh, no, not Big Gum Jim.
All right, we have a volunteer, number 38,
all right,
who has
38.
One of our toys also.
All right, now, what is it that you want these?
They have to get on their knees.
All right.
And they have to take their panties off. With their teeth.
Take the panties off with your teeth.
All right.
No biting.
Okay.
Wow. What a great show this is. Oh, my.
All right, without biting.
How you doing, 17?
Fabulous.
You say, hold on, we want to get that on record. What did you say?
This is much better than a man doing.
Much better than a man doing.
Why is it better than a man doing?
Men do it really rough, and they try to, oh. And
they try to do it as fast as they can. This is very gentle.
Really?
Very nice.
Well, the hell with us, huh?
Well, now, look. We've got a winner. 38 has already gotten the panties off.
There you go.
Meanwhile, 17, you're not doing your job here.
Hey,
number 17.
She is doing her job.
Oh, she is doing her job.
All right, she's doing her job.
We're going to get some help over here.
A little slower. All right.
Of course I am turned on by this. Are you kidding? Someone's crossing themselves over here. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
You know, I know this is a party for our lesbian friends today, but maybe we shouldn't be enjoying this show as much as we are.
Oh, who can enjoy the show, Mike?
Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Boy, what I wouldn't give to be those panties. How'd you like that?
Wow. All right. Bravo.
Very, very nice. Very nice.
And you're going to keep that dime forever, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I sure am, Mike. Who wants to smell the dime? Anybody want to?